presents.
Supposedly, he was born in a mental institution and he sleeps only 1 hour a night.
Ed Hawken.
You're crazy.
Let's rock.
I haven't got time for this Mickey Mouse bullshit!
The Ed Hawken Show.
This is The Ed Hawken Show, episode... Holy shit, it's exactly like my age, 27.
Yeah, it is our collective age of 27.
Yes.
And when I say collective, I mean both simultaneously, not combined.
Right, because if it was combined, we'd be 13 and 14 years old.
Right.
We have gone back in time.
Who would be 14? You would be 14?
If we were doing
this podcast at 13 and 14, what would we be talking about? Beavis and Butthead Do America?
Shit, that's a good point. If I was 14, it's 1997, so we're going to be talking about...
Spice Girls?
No.
I would pick my favorite Spice Girl.
Who is your favorite Spice Girl?
Ginger Spice.
Okay, I don't know who the fuck that is. I think Godzilla was coming out that year.
That was 98, sir.
What about Armageddon? Was that
also?
Shit, what was the big summer movie in 97? The Lost World. That's it. We'd be talking about The Lost World. God help us
Christ.
All. I will say, though, Jurassic Park is a fucking awesome movie. Did you...
Hell yes. You ever read the book?
I remember reading the book. My father had a copy of it, and the only thing I can really say about Michael Crichton is that he's really fucking wordy. Like, I once read Rising Sun, and it is really fucking wordy.
I haven't read Rising Sun. I enjoyed the book. I liked the movie better because it really showed that... I mean, well, I'm sorry, not better, but I liked the movie a lot because it really took the sort of the core elements of the book and transformed them into kind of a roller coaster ride as opposed to a cerebral sort of, journey.
Yes. I will say also that they had at least in the movie, they didn't show the explicit nature of Nedry's death in the book, which is really fucked up. How, I don't know if you remember that scene in the book. This sticks out in my mind.
You're saying you're glad there was less gore in the movie? Because
yes.
I would have preferred more dinosaurs.
You would have wanted to
ravaging.
See him feel his pull out his intestines while he's blind. I think
who
that's,
wouldn't want to see that?
I don't know, but not... Well, this guy, but... You know, it's funny that, like, I actually thought when I saw it when I got around to seeing that movie, and I had actually heard about it a long time beforehand, that a lawyer died, he was killed while on the toilet, and I thought that was the funniest thing
you
ever.
You knew spoilers to Jurassic Park before you saw Jurassic Park? How do you always do that, man? You've ruined about every movie you've ever seen with spoilers.
Because
I always wonder, you're like a spoiler magnet.
Because again, get out the Nine Inch Nails, because I'm about to be crucified. I didn't see Jurassic Park in the theater. I remember seeing advertised for him.
What?
Oh shit, it's on.
What?
Oh god.
That movie changed I think the experience of watching Jurassic Park changed my life.
I mean, here's the thing. I remember seeing The Sandlot with my dad, and I remember seeing the advertisements, and I'd ask him questions about the movie, about Jurassic Park. I also, the only other thing I really fixated on, because as you know,
your dad would spoil movies for you?
No, I asked questions, because he had read the book.
And he didn't go, shut up, and watch the fucking movie?
No, because I was 9, 10 years old.
Shut your fucking kid stupid mouth and go watch the fucking movie.
I was 9 to 10 years old. He would have had to have taken me to the movie, and I think it was... maybe they were thinking it wasn't for me.
I was 9 when I saw that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Changed my life. Dinosaurs.
Yes.
You know, that we were the last people to experience the awesomeness of what dinosaurs weren't really like. Because
very
now
true, actually.
We find out they're all chickens and
they got feathers.
Looking. Yeah, and they don't look anything like that. And by the way, I thought over time that made Jurassic Park even cooler because I may have said this before, but instead of making realistic dinosaurs, these crazy fuckers made what they thought dinosaurs should be like.
Yeah.
And they made monsters.
Yes.
And that makes the movie 10 times cooler because you could rename it Monster Island and it'd be like fucking even better movie.
See, and then the thing is, then they brought in The Lost World and it was not
and then
good.
Fuck you.
Jurassic Park 3 was all right though. I will say,
well,
it was okay.
I wanted to like it because it had, what's his name?
William H. Macy?
Yeah, well, yeah, but no. It had Alan Grant.
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill, yeah. Sam Neill's an awesome actor, and they brought back some of the people from the first movie.
Yeah.
But the movie sucked, and there's a scene where they talk to raptors with, like, a horn.
Yeah.
That is retarded. That was awful.
Yeah, it was like a generated skull that was somehow the sound would, like, throw them off.
Again, retarded.
Yeah, but the only thing, because I, as being the way I was when I was that young, the thing I fixated most.
The way
most,
you were? What do you mean?
Well, you know, me being retarded? Kind of. Exactly. What I fixated on most about Jurassic Park, because I didn't actually see the movie.
You fixated on other things besides it being awesome?
No. This is what I fixated. I fixated on the amber, because it blew my mind that a tree could produce a fossil rock. So what happened was that my grandparents...
What was your problem with that, just to be clear?
No, it wasn't a problem. I just thought it was fascinating as all hell.
Yeah.
So that was the one thing I fixated on. Not the dinosaurs, not anything
like,
else.
Wow.
The fucking amber.
Oh, Jesus
So
Christ.
My grandparents and my grandfather, when he was around, was really, you know, one of his things was gemstones and geology. We actually went out and we bought a piece of amber.
And you tried to clone dinosaurs.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I called it Billy and the Clonosaurus.
Did you inject yourself with dinosaur blood and then fucking turn into a dinosaur man?
No, I didn't do that.
Like a lizard man? Like
no.
Spider-Man?
Like the lizard? No. So he bought me, and I'll never forget the shape of it. It was a little piece of amber, and it was cut to look like a little turtle. And I remember in the amber, there was like a little leaf in one of its feet. And, you know, because it was a tiny little thing, it kind of got lost in the shuffle. It's a
that's
shame.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it was a neat little thing. I mean, I remember you going to the store, and you could buy amber, you know, just chunks of amber. You could buy amber with stuff in it. You could buy just straight amber.
Who doesn't remember going to the store and buying amber chunks?
Oh, yeah. I want to go buy some amber right now.
That's sort of a staple of everyone's childhood.
I mean, I don't wear jewelry, and I don't give a fuck about jewelry, but it's some reason I want to go buy some amber. So
yeah.
I thought that was the coolest fucking thing. And
so you didn't give a shit about the dinosaurs? You just thought that the... Did you get a visceral response to the dinosaurs when you saw them? Do you think it was cool?
Oh, the effects are great. Don't get me wrong.
No, I mean,
I just,
the story, like, watching the movie, we're like, holy shit, dinosaurs, that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
How old were you when you finally saw Jurassic Park?
Probably 10,
17?
11.
Yeah. Okay. No.
I just saw it last week
like,
for the first
whatever,
time.
Fucking dinosaurs, who gives a shit?
I just saw it for the first time last week. No, I'm kidding. Probably 10, 11. I can't remember.
Were you impressed? You saw it on TV?
Well, hell yeah, I was impressed.
That was awesome. I remember seeing it on the big screen. Fucking awesome. Mm. So cool.
And it's still good. Still very
it's
good.
It's fun. It's a fun movie. I mean, you can't overthink it, but it's fun. And also, B.D. Wong is in it from...
Law and Order.
Law and Order.
You looking exactly
hasn't
the
aged a day.
And that guy is 50-something years old now.
He is 70
Could you believe
years
that?
Old, and he looks exactly the same.
Yes.
He just dyes his hair, and he looks...
Pretty much the same. I did know I did recently dress like Jeff Goldblum in that movie, so that was interesting.
You wore a black leather jacket?
I wore a black leather jacket with a black shirt and black pants, and I had black sunglasses on with black hair.
And you were like...
And I said, holy...
You were heckling dinosaur tourists.
Yeah, I said, that is a big pile of shit.
Now, let's talk about something very important while we're on the subject of Jurassic Park, because we are... you know, I mean, this is a very timely issue.
Yes.
You know, this movie and the subject.
Okay.
Did you go on the Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios?
I never did, because I didn't like the idea, the drop.
Son of a bitch. You didn't like the...
I didn't...
Have you
the
ever been on a roller coaster?
No, I don't like roller coasters, goddammit. I was once on that ride in Raging Waters where you're on the raft.
Right now. I'm going to tell you something right now.
That I'm a comment.
Shut up. First off, here's where we're going to start this conversation. Shut up. Secondly... I had a friend of mine who will remain nameless.
Who died on that run?
No. Okay. A friend of mine who will remain nameless always told me that I don't like roller coasters. I don't know, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And guess what? He was being a pussy, and then he finally went on a roller coaster, and now he loves them. So go on a fucking roller coaster, because it's awesome.
And that
first
man's
off, this is not a roller coaster. It's just a quick drop. It's nothing. Although there's a T-Rex
wet.
That bursts through the ceiling, which is unique to any ride, and might startle you.
But you get you will get wet. That's the thing.
Well, one way or another.
I did eat at that restaurant, though, but that ride's still around. And
what restaurant?
The Jurassic Park. It was the restaurant that was made to look like the Visitor Center.
Oh, that was like a million years ago, though, right?
What are you talking... Yeah, I mean, I remember going to that thing probably...
They had tons of failed restaurants.
96, 97. No. This is within the theme park.
That's what I'm talking about. They did a Marvel one, too. They did the Marvel
That's
restaurant
right. And
back
you know
in
what?
96.
What's
and
funny...
It got taken out because it was retarded.
Yeah, it was absolute garbage. I think that used to be... It was called Victoria Station, and it served British food. I'm not kidding. That's
See, cool. It's just a chain of failed restaurants, a series
yeah.
of failed restaurants.
Yeah, and it's the thing. That's what today's generation is not going to encounter. I mean, for some reason, I don't know why.
Yeah, there's novelty shit everywhere. This whole generation is built on novelty bullshit.
Yeah, it's true, but I'm just saying there's something magical about the year 1993 to me. I don't know why.
There was...
Just it was great.
Wait, because of... Color Me Bad? Is that one?
I don't know what it was. I just think
was great... it because that was when Snow's first single came out?
Pretty...
Informer?
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I think we were beyond that. I think, I don't know, I just remember renting a lot of video games. I had 3 video game systems, a Genesis, a Super Nintendo, and a Nintendo, and I just had a great year at school. So it was awesome. Yeah. And, you know, I had a great teacher, and it was just, for some reason, a really good year in my mind. I don't know why, but it just was.
Good times.
Oh, yeah. Again, you know, just something that, you know, today's youth are just not going to be able to experience, you know?
Experience your childhood? Yeah.
Pretty
much. No one will be able to do
my
that.
My sad, depressing
your
childhood.
Sweet, non-Jurassic Park watching childhood.
But I did see The Lost World twice, so.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hold on. So, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I know you appreciate, I mean, I appreciate that you liked being 9 years old in 1993 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, though. Your childhood was inferior to mine because you did not see Jurassic Park at 9 years old. Which
I
is the best, absolute best age to see that movie, I think.
Yeah,
arguably.
Well, I mean, I saw The Sandlot at 9, so that was great.
Quit bringing up The Sandlot. That doesn't have dinosaurs in it.
Sandlot is fucking great, though.
But it doesn't have dinosaurs in it.
But it's got a man-eating dog man thing that eats baseballs.
We're talking about dinosaurs here.
We're talking about The Sandlot.
All right, let's transition out of this, because now we've wasted about a half an hour. The audience has listened to us yammering about our childhoods.
They've just unliked us on Facebook.
And I thought I thought this episode was going to be really, like, topical and political. I was really looking forward to it, and we immediately start with nostalgia bullshit like every other fucking stupid-ass 20-something yammering on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Some shit.
Oh,
weren't
yeah.
the Ninja Turtles awesome? Yes, they were, and that's what every episode I'm on sounds like.
Whatever happened to Dan Cortese from the Burger King ads? That's what I want to know.
Or the Noid.
The Noid. Hey, guys, remember that? He steals pizzas. What the fuck was up with his video game? That thing was a piece of shit.
Oh,
anyway, so going on to other more important issues, obviously the biggest news that there is, imagine
is
you...
It's the Governator, the
yes.
animated movie
Jesus
by
Christ.
Stan Lee.
Oh my God.
Stan Lee.
That thing was a fuck.
And, well, to be fair, we didn't watch the actual movie.
We saw the trailer.
We weren't invited to some kind of a screening, but...
Right.
We watched the trailer for Schwarzenegger's... is it posthumous, or does that mean he's dead?
Posthumous, I think, means he's dead, I think, yeah.
Well, he's dead to me, so
okay.
his posthumous movie, animated movie called The Governator.
Jesus Christ.
Which is produced or thought of or sort of
generally...
Bullshit,
it had to have been...
Looked at by Stan Lee.
In name only by Stan Lee. You think he's got any creative control on it? You think he had creative control on Stripperella?
Well, I think him saying things like, make it like Iron Man probably happened, but... it's an animated movie. It looks like shit. No offense to the Korean slaves that animated the movie, but
right.
It looks pretty fucking awful. It's filled with stuff that you've seen before, better in other places, like transforming cars and Arnold Schwarzenegger on a Tron motorcycle
with fingerless gloves
and
yeah.
trying to be like Iron Man in some way.
See, this
punching robot.
This thing
shit.
Is about 8 years too late. This should have came out when he got elected. Then we would have thought, holy shit, this is awesome.
Yeah, but I don't think he could have done it when he was in office because he's got to do the voice thing and all that. And,
he could have found something to do on the side. So
I don't know.
I think it's, I mean, you know, more power to him to get back into Hollywood and all that. But the fact
that's not Hollywood. Whoa, hold on a second. He's not getting back into Hollywood with this thing. This
true.
Just set him back like a good 10 years.
Oh, come on. You serious? Anyway, but
you make a compelling argument.
Yeah, I've won Supreme Court cases on that kind of argument. But the fact that there was actually just some recent news talking about how he's going to try and reprise—they're bringing everyone back from the Terminator franchise. There's no what the fuck.
What do you mean
is
everyone? Is Michael Biehn coming back?
I don't know, but Eddie Furlong apparently is.
By the way, I was just about to chew gum on this podcast, and I decided not to.
You made a good choice.
Do you think that'd be a bad idea?
Yeah. Are you chewing Fruit Stripe?
I don't know what this is.
Fireball.
You can see I'm pointing the package directly at you.
Orbit gum.
Orbit. Here we go.
Okay.
I was distracted.
It's not juicy fruit.
So. All I know is that
it's delicious.
It's called Strawberry Remix. Anyway,
okay.
So look, here's the thing. It's awesome gum, I guess.
Okay, so going back to the fact, why the fuck is he? What is he gonna do in another Terminator movie? There's no.
What's he gonna do? He's gonna make a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, I guess doing
and
what
rape
in
the
movie?
Audience.
Yeah, rape the audience, I guess. Because
yeah. Wasn't T3 enough? Wasn't Terminator Salvation the final nail in the Terminator coffin? Jesus Christ.
Apparently they're still going to beat that dead horse for
it's
all it's
worth. It's too
bad
they don't, you know, on a serious possibly laughably serious note, it's too bad they don't do one of those, you know how they do all those prequel animated movies?
Mm-hmm.
Like with like Riddick and Matrix?
Yeah.
And they're all done by really talented animators, and they're fairly good. I didn't see the Riddick one, obviously, but...
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's just an example. Too bad they don't do something like that with Terminator. Like,
it's not a bad idea,
like,
actually.
The Peter Chung and all these really cool animators, mm-hmm, to do like awesome stories about the Terminator universe.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, actually, because then they could do literally anything they want. I mean,
right.
I mean, frankly, this was never meant to be a franchise.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why...
We got lucky with the second one, and we were really pushing it with the third one.
Yeah. There was no reason to have a mythology.
There's
here.
No reason.
Absolutely not. And again, but he's too old. What is he gonna do in the damn
movie?
They can
de-age him digitally now.
De-age. It's gonna look like shit.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, unless we find out that Terminators age, do they age? I thought they just
actually
kinda,
they probably do because they're
they got human skin, right?
Yeah, their skin is organic.
So it's just an old man looking like, but he's beating the shit out of everything.
I wouldn't mind them explaining it away just to get him back, because what's his name was fucking horrible. Actually, to be fair, Sam Worthington in Terminator was probably his better performance, one of his better performances.
Right.
That's not saying a whole lot.
Yeah.
I did see Clash of the Titans.
What'd you think of that?
By mistake.
Oh Jesus.
I will tell. Awful, awful movie. Probably one of the
speaking
worst. Movies
of
I've ever
speaking
seen.
Of seeing things by mistake, I actually they've got this. They've got a new lot of stuff on Netflix InstaView. I actually watched an episode of Glee. What the hell did I do? But although to be fair, I will say just very quickly about that show. The one, I'm not a big musical guy. Although Singin' in the Rain is a classic, and I love all that jazz. And Cannibal the Musical. I think what bothers me, one, it's the subject
matter.
Yeah,
you lumped Cannibal the Musical in with Singin' in the Rain. That's great.
But, well,
very
one,
eclectic.
I don't want to get reminded about high school. It's not enough time has passed.
Did you watch Cannibal the Musical in high school?
In college.
Okay. So, why'd you bring up high school?
Well, no, I'm talking about Glee here. So,
were you in Glee Club?
No, it had no such thing. I mean, there was choir, but...
are you saying Glee doesn't exist?
In my day, it didn't.
Yeah.
But,
you're saying it was over-dramatized for the sake of a TV show?
Absolutely, yes.
Madness.
I know. Absolutely. I never would have thought that the head of cheerleading had a mad, raging hard-on against the Glee Club that didn't do anything to her. So I don't know why she's on the warpath. But anyway, I think what it is, obviously, it's not for me. That's just the main point. So there's no reason to get a raging, mad hard-on against the show.
It's like Twilight.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm not interested in the subject
matter. We can't connect with this.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
I'm not interested in the subject matter, and everything is dialed to 11. I mean...
I'd just like to point out, I was just drinking two beers simultaneously.
Oh, you're double-fisting it?
I've now moved on...
You're chain drinking?
Officially to number two.
Okay.
That is the second beer, number two.
Yes.
I'm not crapping in your chair.
Yeah, I hope to God you're not.
I just want to clear that
up. But going back to Glee for a second, it's like everything is dialed...
Yes, talk about Glee more.
Everything is dialed up to 11, and I'm thinking, Christ almighty. I mean, even when I was in high school, I would have never gone for a show like this.
I gotta tell you, I've never really seen Glee. Marissa likes Glee a lot, so I get exposed to sort of like shrapnel of Glee, or whatever you want to call it, like peripheral Glee-ness.
Right.
And the only thing that really bugs me about the show is the awful remakes, the cover songs, or whatever you want to call them, of established music, only because it sounds like those albums. Remember when you were a kid and you'd watch Cartoon Network or something? You're like, what, 12 years old?
Oh, you're
18
talking about,
years old, whatever. 20s,
39.
Whatever age
58
you are,
years
sitting
old.
Around watching Cartoon Network.
In your underwear.
In the morning because you ditch school and you don't have anything better to do because you got to stay inside so the cops don't find you. And
exactly.
They write you a ticket. And then you die.
Because you got to lay low after you committed that murder.
I'm reminded of ditching school, getting a ticket, and then laying low for a couple of years when I dropped out of school so as to not be caught by
right,
the police.
Right, right, right.
But anyway, so back to Glee here. Now, you know when you're watching Cartoon Network or some channel in the morning, and they'll show you that they have these little kid albums, and they'll sing songs. They'll have like this like stupid fucking reject band sing these songs.
Yeah.
For kids, but they're established, I wouldn't say adult songs, but you know what I'm saying? Like songs that were
they're covers, but they're sung by like little kids.
Yes, yes. And they'll do like the Billy Idol, they'll do Money Money or whatever the fuck. And all these like 80s, 90s, whatever the fuck songs. It reminds me of those things, like just those sad little kid cover songs. Like we can't deal with the originals, so we'll just have little kids sing. I don't understand that at all. And that's something I don't like.
Which is funny because, I mean, there's that YouTube series, I don't know if you've heard about this, which is about this class in the Bronx in New York. It's this choir class, I think it is, where this guy...
Is it Step Up?
No, it's not Step Up, yeah. And it's not Step Up 2 from
Great
the Streets.
Movie.
But
Step Up to the Streets, thank you very much.
Jesus
it was a play
Christ.
Off the sequel. Step Up number 2,
The Streets. There's this class that these kids, I think are like maybe, you know, 9, 10 years old, I think they were at the Oscars where they'll sing, this one guy's, you know, teaching them to sing these, you know, songs. Like, I remember watching one video of them doing like a Beyonce song, and that's actually really good. I don't know, see, I guess because those are actual kids and it's sung really well, I'm like, hey,
so
that's some real talent.
So you're saying it was about 9-year-olds and it was a documentary that you'd enjoy
No,
more?
I wouldn't watch it, but because I don't really give a shit about any of the narrative going on.
Okay.
So I just think, you know, when I see good talent on there, I want to recognize it.
I don't think it's that the people on the show aren't talented. I just think that you don't like the show. And
it's
then
the
I've
subject
really,
matter. It's
I've
this...
never seen, I've only seen like, I think I watched like one episode about like when it first started.
Yeah.
About like some... I don't even remember.
See, the plot is nonsensical.
I don't know. I think it was about mattresses or something. I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
And they did a cover of a Van Halen song. It's just one of the... I don't need to watch that.
Again,
it's
just not for us. So there's no reason to have the raging heart on of hate.
Let's go back to the Governator.
Yeah, let's go back to the Governator. Although I want to mention, speaking about robots, I was watching, they got all the Twilight Zone episodes on Instaview.
Yes.
So you know how Dr. Zoidberg would always say a robot? Robot?
Robot.
They say it all the time in the Twilight Zone. Rod Serling would say,
"Really?"
And you know,
it's kind of a Yiddish kind of deal, right?
Or they're just saying it real fast.
Robot.
Yeah.
No, and nobody says robot. Like
they said it
robot,
in the show.
Like
I watched a classic box. Episode of the Twilight Zone, and it's an episode called Steel.
It's got that like kind of like that little like twang of Yiddish.
Hey, what is
right?
he? A robot?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why with all the fighting?
Yeah.
Like that kind of like that little like. You know.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah.
So I saw
just
this.
Saying. Let's call it out. Let's call it what it is here.
Yeah, let's call a spade here. But, you know, I was watching a classic Twilight Zone episode called Steel with Lee Marvin. And I love the way it ends. Spoiler alert for a 50-year-old episode of The Twilight Zone.
I've never seen this episode, by the way. You're about to spoil it for
well,
me.
Well, the story, the plot is basically it's set in the near future of 1974. And. And Lee Marvin and some other guy are boxing
right.
promoters. So what happened was prize fighting by humans got outlawed, so they
Wait,
have robots
this,
doing it.
Is this the premise for the Hugh Jackman movie?
It's based on the same story.
Holy
it was written
shit.
By Richard Matheson, the guy who wrote I Am Legend. So
yeah.
This episode called Steel, so what happens, and this was a Simpsons episode, was based on this episode, was that the robot these two got, Lee Marvin has, is outmoded and kind of and broken down.
Do they look like robots or they look like people?
They look like a guy made, you know, kind of disfigured to look like a robot.
A guy disfigured to look like a robot?
He's got like really... it's like they didn't...
Like
Yul
Brynner or what?
Like... Well, no, he's got like really thick facial features. It looks artificial. And it looks...
Oh, so they make him up like the Duracell guys.
Yeah, kind of like that. I'll show it to you after we're done. You'll understand.
That'll help the podcast.
Yes, because this is an audio medium. But anyway, so the robot that Lee Marvin has is too broken, but they need this fight to get the money. So Lee Marvin decides, because he used to be a heavyweight fighter, he's going to go pretend to be a robot and get in the ring.
Fight a robot?
Yes. And what do you think happens?
He dies horribly?
No, but he gets his ass kicked, and that's how it ends.
It's like Rocky with a robot.
Yeah, pretty much. They get half the money, and that's how the episode ends. I thought that was really funny because you're used to thinking every Twilight Zone episode ends on a twist, and they don't. And the most obvious ending is the ending. You would have thought if it was a Twilight Zone ending, it was that he won,
so
and then he's going to fight a bigger robot, then he's going to die.
This is the worst Twilight Zone episode, then, right?
It's a great episode.
Did you ever see the episode? This, by the way, I think this was Twilight Zone. I hope it's not Outer Limits. I don't want to sound like an
right?
asshole. There was an episode where an old Buster Keaton was on it. You ever see that?
I don't think so.
He was a silent movie character, and when they flash back to his time period that he's from, it's like a silent film.
Wow.
It's shot like a silent film, and then he's brought into the future.
Hmm.
And has to kind of deal with the modern. It's the future, but it's like 1957.
Right.
And then he has to kind of... I forgot what the... this is years ago.
Yeah.
But I forgot what the actual plot of the show was. I guess he has to try to go back or something.
I don't know. I didn't notice
it. It was like City on the Edge of Forever with Buster Keaton.
Oh,
which,
wow.
By the way, for all the people who are like, what the fuck is that? That is a
classic Star Trek, episode. Yeah. With Harlan.
Which is the only Star Trek episode I've seen all the way through.
Yeah,
because I wanted to see what Harlan Ellison got his got himself in a twist all about.
Oh yeah, but it's great watching those early Twilight Zone episodes. I know they're always rerun during the 4th of July, but it's great to they have every episode. You can watch the whole.
Well, some of them are legitimately great, and then, as all TV shows, there are episodes that are absolutely horrendous.
I actually saw the episode. This was apparently... I thought this was a famous episode, but apparently it's regarded as the worst, and it's called I Sing the Body Electric, written by Ray Bradbury, where a family decided to get a robot grandmother to take care of the family. And actually, it doesn't really end. The way it ends is that the kids grow up.
It doesn't end? This episode is still happening right now?
Maybe. But the kids grow up, and the grandma goes back to the factory. That's pretty much the ending.
Really?
Yeah.
That still sounds better than AI.
But, I mean, the title was great, you know, based off of a Walt Whitman poem, but, and Ray Bradbury wrote it, so.
Oh, excuse me. Pardon me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Get a hold of yourself, goddamn. But yeah, it's really cool watching these old episodes. Now, I've never seen the old classic Outer Limits episodes. The only time I ever watched Outer Limits was when Showtime revived it, so it had titties, but I saw it on Channel 9 when it had no titties, so... You know, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you ever prefer... do you have
titties?
A preference?
No.
Yes. Are you or not pro-titties?
Sorry, what was the actual question?
I know you're distracted by titties, but get to the point.
I was trying to think of what the fuck Outer Limits you were watching that had nudity in it.
There was quite a few. Alyssa Milano gets topless in one episode.
God, I watched the wrong Outer Limits.
It's nudity, but it's like very little nudity, but it's sprinkled about. It's there. There's a DVD that you could pretty much get where they compile certain episodes, and you could tell this is the one that contains the nudity. You could look at that one.
So what was the question? Do I prefer nudity in my Outer Limits episodes?
No, do you prefer the Outer Limits or the Twilight Zone? See, I've never seen the classic Outer Limits.
Here's the thing. I have a lot of exposure to Twilight Zone. Not so much Outer Limits. I've seen growing up, I watched somehow, I think, you know, growing up, it was easier to be bored and watch bad TV than it is now.
Right.
It's so much easier not to deal with TV as an adult these days, because it's like, I mean, personally, I don't even have cable. I watch all my TV on the computer.
Right.
You know, between Hulu and various other websites and sources, it's like you can just watch anything.
Yeah, you can choose what you're looking at. But
so,
when
you know, you don't end up watching bad TV on a Sunday, whereas, like, you know, when you're like 12 or 15 or something and you're just sitting at home not doing anything, you end up watching some really shitty TV, like astonishingly bad TV. And then Twilight Zone and Outer Limits are actually really high quality compared to all that stuff. So even the KCAL 9 out here in L.A., the Channel 9 reruns of Outer Limits are still better than anything that's on TV. So you end up watching quite a bit of that. So I'm more exposed to the modern Outer Limits than I am the original.
Right.
I'm vaguely familiar with the original, but I only by default would I have to go with the T-Zone.
I'd have to go with Twilight Zone just because I prefer the shorter format because it gets to the goddamn point. I think, at least with the revives, Outer Limits, there was just not much going on because the quality wasn't that great.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there was one episode.
They're in a town, but the town is in space.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember there was an Outer Limits episode where Doogie Howser himself, Neil Patrick Harris, played a guy who was suffering from fetal alcohol syndrome, and he had to deal with the town being taken down by brain parasites. And because he had fetal alcohol syndrome, it's kind of like that Futurama episode with the brains that was sucking all the intellect because Fry was too stupid. They couldn't do anything with him. So this was like that. Because he had fetal alcohol syndrome, the parasite couldn't live off of him, so he saved the goddamn town. And that's the whole episode.
Yeah. Genetic inferiority will save us one day.
Yes.
Remember that.
It's the reverse Hitler.
Yes.
Exactly. And then there's
that's why Hitler was wrong, people. Fuck you, Nazis. Hey, by the way, can I say something?
All right.
Did I talk about Nazis ever before on this show? Because I want to rage against Nazis right now. Because
I think
Nazis,
you're a little late, man.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what our Nazi audience is like, but Nazis, if you're listening, fuck you guys. You guys fucking suck. There are modern Nazis. I want to make a law. And again, I'm apologizing if I've talked about this before on the podcast, because I cannot remember.
That you hate Illinois Nazis.
First off, fuck Nazis.
Okay.
Secondly, there are places, if you go to gun shows and shit now, there are places where they still sell Nazi paraphernalia. It's like legal. And I want to say something as a fucking American.
Right.
Are you ready for this?
All right.
If you see This is a law I want. If I was the president, I would enact this law. It'd be my one of my campaign promises, and I would fucking devote all my power to doing this, and I think everyone would appreciate this. Because everybody secretly wants to kill somebody and get away with it. Ready for this? You see somebody, they're wearing a Nazi flag, they got a Nazi tattoo, something, you are legally allowed to kill them. No repercussions.
Okay, wait, I gotta chime in, because you gotta create an exception to that rule.
You're suddenly wearing sunglasses, I didn't see you put them on. You look like Sylvester Stallone in Cobra.
Hey, I don't shop here.
There you go.
But you need to make an exception, because...
For what, do you have a Nazi tattoo?
No, I don't.
Okay. Something you didn't tell me?
No. There are people that do collect Nazi memorabilia. There is one.
No exceptions.
No. Because you need. Let me chime in.
If I don't kill you myself, somebody else will. You get me?
This is why
you get me, Nazis.
This is why you gotta make an exception, because.
No.
And I just saw this in a certain documentary featuring a certain individual who is known to rock hard for many a decade. Lemmy from Motorhead is a military historian, and his apartment is coated with that stuff.
If he has Nazi flags on his apartment and somebody goes in and they have a gun and they shoot him, sorry. You played with fire, motherfucker.
Don't say that to Lemmy's face. You're playing with fire, man.
Oh, no, I will. I will. Lemmy, you hear me? Nazi flags.
Oh, God.
You put them in a drawer or something. Or you put them in a case historic memorabilia.
He has had six black girlfriends. He is the worst Nazi there is.
I'm not saying he's a Nazi. I'm saying you got Nazi paraphernalia, you got a Nazi tattoo, you got anything related to Nazi shit. Listen, you got that on you, you're dead. You're a dead man walking. End of story. You're already dead. Shoot yourself or I'll do it.
This is actual historical memorabilia from the war, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, and see, you'll be lucky if I shoot you.
Don't you try and assassinate Lemmy.
No, he's only going to come back stronger. Lemmy. Stop focusing it on one person. I'm talking about everybody.
I'm just trying to cover your bases here.
Let me tell you something, by the way. All right? I'm president of the United States.
Oh, God.
This is what I do. Somebody tells me. I get a call. I got a special hotline, all right? It goes directly to people. They call this
The bat phone?
Yes. Okay. I'm not fucking joking. They call this line. It goes directly to me. Somebody says, hey, I'm in so-and-so, blah, 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 whatever state. I'm in a gun show. There's Nazi paraphernalia. They're selling it. They got this shit. There's these fucking Nazi dirt bags everywhere. And I go, all right, fine. And I get a crack team of commandos. We all go in a van. We drive.
Down by the river.
Well, first off, because it depends on where you go, the van would have to fly. It'd be a VTOL van. You know what I mean? It'd bust out with all our shit, and we'd fly around, like in Minority Report when they had those crazy, like, fucking flying things.
Right.
And we go. We burn down the little stand with the Nazi shit. Kick the guy's ass for peddling Nazi paraphernalia, but not wearing it. So... we've got to make an example of him.
Kick the fuck out of that guy.
Put him in the hospital. You say, you think about this, you Nazi motherfucker. And then anybody who buys it, they're dead.
See, the problem is, end of story.
No tolerance on Nazis.
The problem is,
you
can't
do that. I'm not
done
with you Nazis. You fuck yourself. I don't care about any... Jesus Christ! We fought a war for this shit!
I'm sorry. There's a little thing called the freedom of speech in the U.S.
Constitution.
Yeah, well,
you know what? It doesn't extend to Nazism. Fuck you.
No one is portraying Nazism, and you can't tell Lemmy from Motorhead what to do. I'm sorry, you can't tell him what to do.
You know what? I'm changing the law right now, too. You don't get shot. That's too good for you, Nazis. You get your head cut off with a sword. That's it.
Let's go to another world event that we can actually agree on.
No, we can agree on this. There's nothing wrong with this. If you see somebody with a swastika, I'm saying, you know what? Let's start this right now.
Right.
You see somebody with a swastika, you kill him.
I'm not going to commit murder for your regime.
Maybe
what are you talking about?
Maybe think it through.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm just saying, I want that to be a law. Let's get that going, because we got all these stupid laws going on with all this bullshit about animal marriage and all this nonsense.
No animal marriage? What the fuck are you
talking
about?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
They're all concerned because they think some guy's going to marry his dog. I don't give a shit about that.
Some guy
wants to marry his parakeet and go live in Hawaii or whatever the fuck. He can go do whatever he
wants.
Who,
Beretta?
I don't know. But listen. It's this Nazi shit. I want it out of here. I want it out of this country. You Nazis, you either get the fuck out of here or you're dead. I'm done with you.
Well, again...
we're all done with you.
Again, no one's touching Lemmy from... Lemmy is not a Nazi. He's just got the memorabilia.
Stop talking about Lemmy. I'm talking about all Nazis.
Lemmy is a goddamn important resource in this country, all right?
Just saying.
Oh, anyway.
You know what? He better have a license or some kind of crazy shit to get him out of that, otherwise...
What do you mean crazy shit? He's goddamn Lemmy from Motorhead. Anyway, speaking of world events that we can actually agree on, obviously, you know, last Sunday... the unthinkable occurred, which is one thing I, you know, and also was the start of Planet Terror, the killing of Bin Laden. I did not expect this. And as I said, I'm a little concerned because this was the beginning of Planet Terror. So has anyone vouched for the location of Bruce Willis?
I got to tell you something. There's a lot of people bitching about, you know, here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm a fairly liberal person.
Yep.
I'm not a super pussy liberal and not an ultra, head in my ass Republican type mm-hmm. person. What I mean is, like, it's not that simple. I don't think anything's that simple. Mm-hmm. It's I'm not jumping on any bandwagons here. But I got to tell you something. There's a lot of people, a lot of bleeding hearts, a lot of fucking, like, oh, he's still a human and he was killed. And he was a fucking terrorist.
Yeah.
A super terrorist, okay? I don't know of any guy. Look, this guy killed. I wrote this down.
A shit ton of people.
I've had a couple of drinks. I got to look at my notes here. He killed 2,752 people last time I checked, all at the same time.
Right.
What were we supposed to do with this guy? We're going to put him in court? It doesn't matter. It's going to waste all this
time.
Well,
they said
he killed almost 3,000 people.
When they did the press conference.
Guilty. And we killed him.
Yes.
Judge Dredd style. It's over. Yeah. You're done, motherfucker. What do we have to deliberate about? Is he really guilty? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He plotted the death of civilians, and
yeah.
They're already, you know what, and you know it was the lowest form. These people are just at work. They're already going to their shitty jobs,
yeah,
just hanging out, just doing their normal routines. He killed a bunch of fucking American civilians. He's a dead man. It was a great example to set. Don't fuck with us.
Right. It was a great symbolic victory. I agree with you,
Judge Dredd style. You get me? Your move, creep.
That was RoboCop, you fool.
Well, he was basically an analog of Judge.
Well, they had said on the press conference that there was likely no way in hell he was going to surrender. I mean, they shot him unarmed. And
care. I don't even care if he was just sitting watching TV and they're like, hey, Bin Laden, and they shoot him. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You're going to be like Dirty Harry? You're going to go off a terrorist? I'm trying to stress this. I can't understand these fucking assholes who sit there.
Well, again, this is...
you know, I know he was a terrorist, but should we have really killed... Yes. Yes, we should
Well,
have.
This is a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking. I mean, does it change a lot of things? Who knows? But this is a big symbolic victory, and it is really amazing that it has been nearly 10 years after the fact. And what's crazy is that, at least in my view, is when you see the footage, and this is going to be a big thing come this to September, because it'll be actually 10 years, to look at the footage in the day of. And I mean, it's always wrenching to look at that footage.
It's horrifying.
It is, but and it's amazing. But when you see, especially on, because the camera technology was pretty damn good, how everything looks like nothing, everything looks kind of the same. Obviously, what I mean is the way people look and the way people dress. And
that's the camera technology?
No, I'm just saying, because what I'm saying is, like, say, I mean, I guess not enough time has passed. Like, if you look at something like an event from, like, 1990, like the first Gulf War, and you wait, or you look at anything in the past, and you look how the events were played on TV, and you see how the video is black and white, or it's really grainy, you could say, time has really passed. There's real detachment. You feel like, oh, time has really passed. When you look at something from, say, 9/11, and you look at the people, and you feel like, hey, it's only been 10 years. Because I was thinking about this, is that it hasn't been enough. You just feel like it was only, you know, it almost feels like yesterday, because things didn't feel all that different. Now, if we look at something like, say, this event now, another, you know, 20 years from, like in the year 2021, we're gonna feel like, man, things were really different back then. But it's only been 10 years, and the way technology is kind of developing in my mind, a lot of the stuff looks kind of the same. I mean, obviously there's differences with the phones and all that, but it's like, it just kind of made me think
I'm not sure where you're going with this.
I don't know. It was just an observation I had, just because.
Just that it's in our consciousness. So
yeah,
clearly,
it's just that.
It's like we didn't miss a beat of it.
Yeah, I saw an article in Time that was talking about the class that, you know, when Bush was reading that children's book in that class in elementary school in Florida, those kids are now teenagers. And it's funny to think that time has really passed, you know? Because it's not like from 1990 to 2000, you could say, man, that was a different time. You know, things were really different back then. I could really say that was the past.
I can name quite a few things that are pretty different from the beginning.
Well,
from,
I mean,
2001 to now.
Well, I mean, like, obviously cell phones. I know that. But
are
I'm
you really? Just cell phones, really?
Well, what else?
Websites.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're walking around, like, did cars look all that different? Did
I see what you're saying.
Did TV look all that different?
culture's changed, you know what I mean? Everything's kind of changed.
Yeah, just not as majorly, I think.
I think we'll be able to get into that a little bit more later on, too, about the culture change.
Later. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay.
This whole thing, it's like you're playing a chess game, right?
Right.
You're sitting there. It's USA, whoever represents the USA, the ghost of Teddy Roosevelt, I don't know.
Right.
Sitting there playing a chess game with Bin Laden. He makes a fucking killer move. Then he stands up. He decides to piss all over you. He just whips it out and urinates all over you. And he says, "Your move now, assholes." And then we flip the fucking table over. We shoot him in the face. We say, "Checkmate, dick face."
Yes.
Fuck that guy. It's over.
Of course.
It's exactly like that.
I celebrated the only way I knew how. I went to West Hollywood. I had a couple of beers.
And you jerked off in the street. Because that's what everybody does down there. I know how it goes.
Yes, the streets run wild with rivers of cum. But, no, what was really funny was that I was at some bar, and I'm watching footage, and they're playing, I'll never forget this, I'm watching footage from CNN, I'm drinking Sierra Nevada.
They're blasting New Order.
They were blasting Metro by Berlin,
and
there are go-go dancers on the stage in between the TV, you know, on the left and the right of the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was something. But and then for some reason they played Livin' La Vida Loca for some reason. What can I tell you? And everyone cheered when they said New York City. So it was funny. And
Livin' La Vida, I didn't know that. Oh, I forgot that existed, man.
Well, that was 19, you know. I mean, they were playing all sorts of kind of music. Yeah, 99. Another cool year, despite a lot of shit going on, just for me personally. But again, it's just funny to think, man, 10 fucking years. And it's funny to think, you know, I got to say, and I imagine we've talked about our 9/11 stories on the show, is that I literally thought, because I turned 18 that October, I thought, oh shit, I'm going to get drafted, and we're going to war, because I thought that's what it was. And you know, I remember
you wouldn't make it in combat, no offense. You wouldn't
obviously I wouldn't have, I probably would have gotten Christ. I would have gotten some sweet desk gig. I would have been an aide de camp, an adjunct, you know, an aide
you
to some general.
Ended up being an accountant in the military.
Hey, watch it how we're spending on those bullets. They ain't cheap. So yes. So yeah, obviously I wouldn't have made it in combat, but
I'm not saying I would have made it in combat because I would have gotten strangled to death by a military instructor for not doing what I was supposed to do.
Yeah, right, a DI. But I seriously thought. I mean, I don't know how you felt at the time. I thought, holy
shit! I'm so lazy.
Shit.
I'm thinking about that. If I was in the military, I'm so lazy. I would take a beating over having to do push-ups.
Well, they don't do beatings anymore. They're just gonna make. They got their ways. But
I don't care. Like, I'm serious. If somebody said you have to do 100 push-ups, I'd be like, Jesus Christ, I'm not gonna be able to do 100 push-ups.
How about
look, I'm not gonna do that. And then it'd be like, this happened in high school. This is like when they used to try to make you dress for gym. And
you'd be like,
look, gym is retarded. Okay, I don't play sports.
This is exactly why they didn't bring back the draft because of this.
I went through this for a couple of years now. I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of wearing my crappy gym clothes that are all sweaty and ratting in my locker and all this bullshit. Look, I'm not going to go...
Feeling awkward in the locker.
I just tell them, I forgot my clothes. I can't dress. And then you got your gym coach yelling at me, "You're a disgrace to the fucking school. Go to the principal's office." And nothing happened.
Well, did you...
That's the LAUSD, by the way. Nothing goes on.
Did you think that when that went down? Did you thought, oh shit, we're going to get drafted?
No, I was like... I mean, it was fucked up, but I had a feeling like nothing... I mean, it wasn't... I didn't know there was going to be like a crazy fucking war right after that either.
Well, yeah.
You know what I did on 9/11? I went to Jerry's. I went to the comic book store.
You're like, hey, Jerry, what happened? I remember
my friend of mine being mad because Married with Children wasn't on. Because it was 9/11.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, what the fuck, man? Where is it?
Asshole prevented me from watching
now,
Al Bundy's High Drinks?
Now, rest his soul. This man has since passed away.
Oh, shit.
But seriously, I do remember him saying that. Like, him getting angry. I mean, we were like 17.
Yeah, of course.
And also, he's, I guess, not that affected by what happened. I remember being pretty fucking concerned about the future.
Well, we were all concerned, but, I mean, it's not like we were in New York. I mean, there was a big disconnect.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'll never forget. I'll never forget what I had for breakfast that day. Cornbread. And
corn? What the fuck?
Well, my mom made cornbread, you know, from the bag, you know, from the can. Marie Callender's cornbread.
The bag from the can?
You know,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It originally came in a can, now it comes in a bag. Anyway, I had cornbread, And then my, I think my mother's, one of my mother's relatives called in and said, like, yeah, a plane crashed in the building. I'm like, oh, shit. So I called my father.
That? Do you remember hearing that before it happened and thinking, like, a crop duster?
Like, we actually, that was my first thought.
Yeah.
That was my first thought, that it was actually a plane, just a plane that just crashed into the building.
Right, like some small plane. Like, you're just thinking, like, oh, yeah.
Or it was like a plane. It was actual.
Growing up, you'd hear about buildings that had been crashed into with planes, and it's always these small, tiny little fucked up.
Or it was, like, just some fucked up thing with an airliner. It's like, oh, shit. And then I went to school. So, and then all this other shit was going on, and we were listening to the radio, and obviously you hear a lot of misinformation. Like, I had heard, like, someone had car bombed the State Department. Someone else claimed that Philadelphia had gotten hit. There was all these rumors going on.
Philadelphia?
For some reason, Philadelphia was targeted.
Nobody's going to target what Philadelphia.
What had happened?
Nothing goes on over there.
What I suspected, what he was this guy, because I was a TA in this one history class, that they were talking about the plane that had crashed in Pennsylvania, and like there was all this misinformation. And I'll never forget that that I had heard the buildings had collapsed, and I'll never forget.
You didn't see it happening live?
I didn't see it happen because we were
shit,
at school.
I saw that. See,
because and at the time I was like, how could those buildings have collapsed? Because they're huge.
Right.
Because the year before I was in New York. I remember going under the buildings because you know the subways would go under the buildings,
yeah.
And there was a mall, and I just thought, how would they have collapsed? I don't understand. And I just remember the other thing was that in my AP government class, our teacher had asked, you know, do you know what had happened? And I raised my hand and I had said, you know, all this stuff. And then I mentioned
Philadelphia's gone.
No, I mentioned that as of, you know, I checked my watch, you know, 9:32 this morning, two planes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
You said it like you were you're concrete, man. You're
yeah,
like,
I know.
You're giving a report.
I did. I literally checked my watch. I said
as of 9:15 this morning.
Exactly. Two planes had crashed into the World Trade Center. One had crashed.
Osama bin Laden was responsible.
Yeah, one had crashed into the Pentagon.
2011, Obama's gonna off that motherfucker.
We didn't know who it was, but I remember our teacher thanking us for the fact that we were there today. Because the one thing we kept wondering about throughout the day in class was that one: why the fuck were we in class? But I remember the superintendent. At least in Los Angeles, because I was going to school in Newhall, which was north, was like, we need to keep the schools open because, like, look, we gotta, you know, there's
they
no
didn't
reason.
They think your school was gonna be terrorist attacked.
They didn't know. Well, no one knew what
I'm
the fuck was going on.
That's like white country over there. That's like a lot of white people would be scared of.
Yeah, I think it was.
Did they block off the town and not let like
no,
black people?
No, but the other thing that was so amazing was the fact that all air traffic was grounded. That was the thing that I think blew my mind most. That no air traffic and. I'll never forget walking back and thinking, you know, I couldn't believe it.
Wait,
and
somebody's yelling outside. Are they yelling at us?
No.
Okay.
But I'm pretty
like,
sure.
Shut up.
Yeah. I just remember that. I remember walking back home, and I just couldn't believe it. And I was talking to people online. I was chatting that day, and we just couldn't believe it.
You know what I did?
This is going to be, again, me being retarded. I would play In the Air Tonight on a loop because that's how I felt. I don't know why.
In the Air Tonight? Is that the Phil Collins song?
I don't know why that, for some reason,
what
that's
the
what.
Fuck was
I had it was a moody song. I don't know why. Some other guy I knew, some guy I was talking to online, was playing Sunday Bloody Sunday on a continual loop. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing.
God, you guys are such fucking emo teens, man.
I wasn't even an emo teen. I was basically
the
same
like,
I was now, except kind of maybe.
That's
kind heavier.
Of blow, that seems
kind
know. Of blowhardy, though.
I don't know what the. Well, it's not like I was 7-fucking-teen. What the fuck was I doing? You know,
I don't know. Here's the thing. I saw that happen. Here's the thing. I dropped out of school since then, so I was
home
all day. And I remember hearing it on the radio and somebody going, "There's Twin Towers have been hit by a plane." Blah blah. And I was thinking, like, crop duster hit the
yeah.
thing. What the hell? And then I was like, "Bah, whatever." But then it kept showing up on the news. I'd gotten up very early. Turned on the TV and you see like all this shit going down. I actually saw the fucking towers drop live on TV, which was insane watching that, going like, holy fucking shit. Because it was astounding when you turn that on and you see the developments happening right there, like when the second plane hit, like live on TV, and you're like, holy fuck. And by the way, there's a bunch of people who are like, oh, there was no planes. It's like conspiracy of the government.
Yeah, right.
Shut the fuck up.
I think
up.
Probably
I
the most horrifying
shit.
Thing I had heard was the fact that people saw people jumping from
the
buildings
they
on camera.
Yeah, live news coverage of the.
And you can hear people just cursing. They couldn't believe it.
Jumping out of the windows and shit.
Yeah.
It was a disaster. Complete madness and everything. And then that was insane. That was really crazy.
That was a
that
tough fucking week. And I remember one of the things I remember, I think it was that Wednesday, I went to the comic store and up there in Santa Clarita, and we were like all wondering, because I mean, we legitimately thought, like, well, the planes have been grounded. Do we know when the shipments are going to show up? And like,
are you fucking shitting
that's
me?
That's what we talked about.
We went to the comic store to go bitch about whether or not the
comics
are going
to come. We didn't bitch. We just, that was a legitimate thing. We're like, we don't know when the next shipment is coming in.
That's why
I'm
glad. Here's the thing. That's why I'm glad. I know it sounds stupid, but that's why I'm glad I left school and got some perspective. Because when I was 17, I got a job and I started doing all this stuff. And I'm really glad that I did that because it gave me a lot of perspective. Because like, when you're a kid, when you're a teenager, if you spend too much time suckling your parents' teat, living off living too much of this parasitic,
this bourgeois life
lifestyle in magical Newhall with all this whitewashed village of
Newhall is a very significant Latino population. Let me chime in on one other thing.
Yeah. Anyway, wait, real quick. My last point was that I was glad because you just don't end up sitting around going, well, when am I going to get my comics on 9/11?
Say, some of us weren't working in the coal mine, all
right? That's right. I'm saying is I'm better than you. Did
okay.
you get that out of there?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember walking from school, and I remember everything was closed. Although the funny thing was, I was still working at my job at Fatburger, and
you were working at the time?
Yeah,
closed Fatburger because I thought it was going
to
be a terrorist.
Well, it was locked up, but the thing is, I'll never forget this. I had to take a crap, so I saw one of my assistant managers in the store. I knocked on the door and said, "Could I use your bathroom?" And like, he let me do it, and he said, like, "Yeah." I was like, "I imagine whoever got you know, like, this is Pearl Harbor all over again." And
what?
He agreed with, well, wait, we wait, all wait. Thought it was like
whoever?
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Me and my assistant manager. And then a week later, I quit that job, but unrelated to 9/11 because I wanted to move on and I was done. I just remember everything being closed. I remember everything being draped in American flags. We were behind the president, 100%. And
what are you talking about?
We were just talking. That was the mood at the time.
Well, that was like all the flag wavers. Like, we got to get behind.
I mean, that's just the way it looked.
But that guy was still an asshole.
Yeah, but I remember sitting in class in high school and just thinking, yeah, this guy's going to get reelected. And lo and behold, he did, sadly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's kind of funny to think what would have happened if had that not happened. He probably would have been
John Kerry would have stepped in
and saved our asses.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, at least fucking Kerry has some military background. Well,
let's not go down that
out of the show right now. I just accidentally defended John Kerry. I was saying, here's the thing. Bush had 8 years to deal with this shit. He did absolutely nothing.
Hey, I think this is what would have happened.
Bush's terms were a fucking disaster. All I was saying was this. I'm not necessarily pro-Kerry, but I'm saying at least this guy's fucking been in the battlefield and could have helped us deal with some shit like this. Possibly.
That's here's the way I would have imagined that if there had been no 9/11, I bet that Gore would have came back, rematched it, won.
Gore
and,
is
and then everything would have been
shit.
In goddamn utopia.
He's
got to
have at least some semblance of personality. I still.
Well, the problem is he had
Gore
the personality after he left
I
office.
I can't prove Gore is not a clone or a robot or something's wrong with him.
But he has a goddamn personality now.
He's full of shit though. See, that's the thing. That's why I'm not Democrat or Republican because it doesn't. You can't go one or the other when both guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah, no.
Gore is an idiot. He doesn't know shit, and he's sitting around doing this like pro-environment bullshit. And I'm not saying like you know I'm not going to do this whole like global warming is a conspiracy
right?
thing. But he's going around like Captain Planet trying to fix our... He just seems really... there's a lot of blowhardy bullshit. Again, let's cut all this out of the show. We're going really a little too political here.
I'm getting nervous
talking about this stuff because
we'll move on.
Why don't we just talk about religion and how I don't believe in God right now either?
We'll move on.
Let's just get it all out of the way.
But anyway, we'll move on to... speaking of Captain Planet, also on InstaView, so you can watch that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's going to be unintentionally
I don't know what
hilarious.
You're talking about. I didn't reference Captain Planet in the last 10 minutes of this episode.
You just
exist.
Said Captain Planet right now.
Last 10 minutes don't exist. Moving on.
But you just referenced
Hold
the
on.
Last 10 minutes.
Pause for editing.
There
we go.
Okay. No, we're not editing any of it. It's real time, man.
Cut it out!
But
did I mention that Osama bin Laden is dead and that I'm glad that he's dead?
Yeah, I mean, again, that is certainly a coup and... I mean, I don't know how to translate to the election.
And by the way, here's the thing, too. There's a lot of people...
Who don't believe that he's dead.
Shut up. Okay. Listen, let me finish. There's a lot of people involved in 9/11 who also need to be killed. Can we get that out of the way, too?
Yeah.
I'd like to see them dead as well.
I'm sure they're working on it.
Like the two guys in the planes, are they dead?
Yeah, they're very much dead.
Okay.
They didn't just now as they were flying the planes into the building, they didn't just jump out of the plane, hit a parachute, and somehow escaped into Manhattan.
Well, good. They're dead also.
Okay.
But I'm sure there's some other people involved in this that need a bullet in the eye as well.
Okay.
All right.
But I will say
some Nazis. Let's shoot some Nazis.
Nazis had nothing to do with this.
I don't like Nazis.
Okay. Well, no one likes Nazis.
I don't know. You were defending a lot of
only in terms of the fact that it's free speech and you got to put up with
it's
it whether
bullshit.
You like it.
What do you mean free speech? What are you talking about?
That's what we got to deal with it in this. We got to deal with it in this country.
Free speech for Nazis? Fuck.
Hey, see the sunglasses coming down. See the sunglasses coming down.
Yeah, deal with it.
Deal with it.
Yeah, great.
All right, then.
That's fantastic. Good living fucking meme.
I know. I will say I'm just trying. To switch gears into something a little bit better for ourselves.
I like you're wearing your sunglasses or your regular glasses. So you held that pad of paper right to your face.
I know because I'm fucking blind. I will point out, I want to change gears a little bit. Let's get a little video game talking here. I did play the new Mortal Kombat. Fucking great. Although I did learn, because my favorite character, because I'm a tool, was Stryker.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Oh,
listen,
Jesus.
Listen.
Stryker was not a Nazi,
listen,
all right?
Hawken, you're a friend of mine. All right, you're a good friend. I might take a bullet for you, but I have to think about it first. I hope they give me some time to think about it. Maybe they tell me where they're going to shoot me. But
in
I
the
might
groin area.
For you. Depending on where it goes. In
okay.
the head? No. Maybe the gut?
Okay.
Anyway, I got. The point is, listen, man.
Okay.
You're like a brother to me.
All right.
But what the fuck? Fuck you. Stryker? Seriously?
At the time, I recently played him in the new Mortal Kombat, and I realized how much of a douche he was.
Are you crazy?
In MK3, I was in the middle of a heavy law enforcement obsession. I thought, holy shit, they got a cop in this game? Yeah, that's awesome! And I tried, but see, I was never adept at playing fighting games, so, and no one ever really played Stryker, so... I played
why.
Him in the new Mortal Kombat.
Can you just stop, pause for a second, and then think about
well,
what
in the new
said?
In the new game, he's a douche.
Nobody ever played Stryker.
I thought he was cool.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Because he's a douche.
He's a douche in the new game.
And he's a terrible character.
That sadly
he was
is.
Awful and dated the minute he came out. He had a backwards hat. I'm pretty sure he had bike shorts on.
He had a biker bike shirt.
Yeah.
But he had pants.
Was he a bicycle cop?
I don't know. He was a
supposed. He looked like an asshole.
The SWAT in the story, he was a riot. They called him a riot. He was a riot cop.
Who
he was
the
a
fuck
SWAT cop.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you something. I got a big problem here.
You got a beef?
Mortal Kombat 2 sucks, and I'm going to tell you why.
The movie, obviously.
Well, no, that's Mortal Kombat Annihilation. They didn't
no,
call it MK3.
Striker's in MK3.
Listen.
So.
Mortal Kombat 3. What
yeah.
was Mortal Kombat 2?
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, wait. Mortal Kombat 2 had Baraka and all that shit.
Yeah.
Right? That was not Cybrax and all those retards.
No, that was Mortal Kombat 3.
That's 3. Okay.
Okay.
MK3 sucks. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
First off, Stryker. All
right.
Retarded. Awful. Worst character of all time.
Okay.
Secondly, for some reason they decided to lose the mystic elements of the whole thing with the outworld and the monsters.
The
and
idea
stuff.
That the outworld
and
Earth
robots in it.
What's
robots.
Wrong? But you love robots.
I love robots, but they don't belong with magic. You can't do magic and robots.
What's wrong
you
with
just
that?
You can't do that. Magic and robots? It's too much.
The idea was that Outworld and the Earth were merging, so you had all this crazy
it's
shit
bullshit.
Going.
It's bullshit. Robots. What do you? What is that? What? They literally make them look like Predator. They're supposed to be like the new Scorpion and Sub-Zero, the ninjas. The ninjas
Cyrax
awesome.
And
the
Skeletor.
I could have seen a billion. Remember when they made like a million rip-off Scorpion characters, and it was like Noob, Cybot.
Those were hidden
Smoke,
characters.
Smoke, Reptile.
Ermac.
I think there was a purple guy.
Yeah, Rain.
Rain, who's Ermac?
Ermac was orange.
Yeah, there was a red guy, Blood, Fireman. I don't know what his
that,
name was.
No, there was no red ninja.
There was a red one.
Red ninja was probably one of the secret characters.
Whatever, anyway, the point being, there were all these cool ninja characters. It was all mysticism and all this shit.
And all it was a recolored character of the same
Yeah, but it was still fucking cool. Like,
okay.
The Reptile was at the bottom of the pit in the first one.
And he was green.
That was awesome, yeah, and he could spit on you and shit. But anyway... MK3 is retarded. It had Jax. What the fuck? He's a guy with robot arms. They had this whole robot.
Jax was in the
on.
Second one.
They were like rip-off. You know what it was like? It was like, what if all the reject characters from the Marvel Universe comic books in the 90s were thrown into the Mortal Kombat universe? Awful. Why not just put Deathlok?
So anyway, I played the new Mortal Kombat. It's fucking fantastic. And I actually also played Scorpion, and I can see why people, not only because he's an awesome character, he's incredibly well-balanced. Anyone could play him. You could mash buttons and do it. They got this cool thing.
Are you a button masher?
Hell yeah, because I don't do fighting games. So
that's a shame.
Yeah, I don't have the skill.
That's a shame.
But they got the game at work, and I played Stryker, who oddly enough looks like John Cena in this game. And I felt legitimately bad.
Can you give
me
a reference on John Cena?
Huh?
Can you give me a reference?
From wrestling. He was also in The Marine.
I'm drawing a blank. Sorry.
That's all I got.
Cut that out, too.
Okay. Pretty sure it's not going to get cut. They have these, like, extra... I mean, all... So I played Stryker. I thought, oh, this is really cool.
Nope.
And then
you can't think
I
that.
Thought...
You can't
I was
think
playing
that.
Against
you
coworkers.
Not possible.
And he wasn't. He's a giant douche, and I felt bad, and I no longer use that character.
I'm sorry, but I'm glad you felt bad.
I did. I genuinely felt bad. And I said to myself, I'm no longer going to play this character, and that's it. And I don't know what I'm going to do now, but...
Hang on, I want to give you a slow clap for that one.
Did you have a favorite character in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, Scorpion.
Yeah, everyone goes for Scorpion.
Yeah, he's the shit.
Because he, I mean, he's
awesome. I don't understand in the movie why they turned his spear hand, which was already awesome, into like a dragon head thing.
Because the movie is kind of retarded that way.
That yeah. weird like dragon-y face thing.
Even though James Remar played
awesome,
Raiden the
no,
second movie.
No, man, the first one, not the second one.
Of course.
That was Paul W.S. Anderson's best movie.
Jesus
Mortal Kombat,
Christ.
Which is not saying a lot. But that's his best movie.
Yeah.
That movie's awesome.
It's
and
not
also,
saying a
I
lot.
Realized that the Mortal Kombat theme is exactly the same as Two Unlimited song.
What's Two Unlimited?
Two Unlimited is like a techno band from the early 90s.
Okay.
If you listen to this song by Two Unlimited, it's exactly... It's called Twilight Zone.
Right.
Oddly enough. And it sounds exactly like Mortal Kombat. You can tell they got it. Two Unlimited, Twilight Zone. Identical.
I remember when the first Mortal Kombat game came out. I remember people freaking out about
1992.
It. I remember with a this guy I knew on my block. We actually he was able to pull. He had the game I think for Genesis, and he was able to pull off the spine rip. And I remember in the arcade. Wow. I would watch people play that game in the arcade. And then I saw Mortal Kombat in the theater, 1995.
Yeah, man.
Everyone went crazy when the opening theme hit, you know.
Because it was awesome.
You know, Mortal Kombat.
Yes. I think everyone unborn children have heard that song.
Yes. And we all lost it. And my mother was seeing Dangerous Minds that day also. But,
Oh, fuck that movie.
Well, come on, man.
Fuck that movie. No,
I never saw that movie.
I've never seen it either.
Yeah, right. I know the great Weird Al Yankovic parody, Amish Paradise, you know. But, yeah, I don't... It's a really great game. It really is. And then the only thing I've yet to see in the new version is the great Toasty moment.
Toasty.
Toasty. Where the guy shows up and I have not paid attention. And I can't wait to check this out, you know, and hopefully see it. But again, we got it at work and people have been playing it. So it's really fun.
Yeah.
And I can't recommend enough. I guess only between that and L.A. Noir is like the only two games.
You
I
work
think.
At some like hipster company where everyone's playing video games.
I work at a startup. That's all I'm gonna say. Where people blow off steam by playing video games, and
that's insanity.
And there's also a treadmill which I use. So please don't murder me.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's why I'm so very concerned about keeping my job. So it really is. It really, really is. But, yeah, you got to try this new World Combat. They also have this great thing called X-Ray Move, where it's the super move, and they show you the violence being done, like someone getting kicked.
Oh, yeah, where they, like, bones break and shit.
And so with Stryker, what happens is
No!
He'll hit you in the head with a flashlight.
You lost everything because you went back to Stryker.
Because this is the move I did. He hit you in the head with a flashlight, he then hit you in the neck with a baton,
are you hearing?
And then he would tase you in the chin.
Are you hearing all of this, though?
Yeah,
that's
I am.
It's terrible for Mortal Kombat.
I know, it really is.
It's terrible. Somebody had to sit up and go, listen, I want there to be a cop in bike shorts or whatever the fuck, and he's going to hit you with a flashlight and tase you. That's retarded.
He also
that's
takes
awful.
Out his gun and shoots you also.
Fucking terrible.
And he also...
Maybe the gun, but not really.
And also he would use your baton. He would, like, pick you up with it and throw you with it and
are you
throw grenades. I'm
are
just
you
saying that's
this?
What he does. I'm
grenades.
Saying that's what he does. I don't know.
Cops don't carry grenades.
The Punisher did.
He's not a cop.
Okay.
What does it matter with you?
I don't know. I mean, is it any more bullshit than what they did with DC versus Mortal Kombat where they
yeah,
wouldn't...
Yeah, it's more bullshit because at least they had Darkseid in that one, and he's awesome.
But he didn't kill anybody. No, the villains would kill.
Did
but
you play that game?
No, but I watched the But I did you play that game? Oh, well then.
That's why I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying it's got Dark Side. That's all I know about it.
Alright, gonna lower the sunglasses back down over my head.
Hey.
Deal with it. Yeah. So
whatever, you deal with that shit. You can't even read with those things on.
You're damn right I can't. In fact, it's giving me eye strain, so I'm taking them back off.
It's already dark in here. Take off the fucking sunglasses.
Yeah, I wear my sunglasses at night so I can see my dreams.
Well, your future's so bright, you gotta wear shades.
Is exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes you gotta say, what the fuck? So yeah,
people can't see you doing that.
They're not giving me the... They can't see me doing the portable... The rapist face from Ski Fist.
Oh, God. You've graduated to amusing yourself.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Moving on from this bullshit with Stryker and all this nonsense.
Yeah. Because I had to be that kid. Well, what did you think of
you
Cabal?
Had to be that
Cabal was cool. Come
Cabal.
On.
Cabal, which one
was
Cabal?
Hey, Cabal was the guy with the face mask, and he had the move where he was... He'd be kind of like a speedster move, and he would cause the other character to spin. He was just some guy with long hair, but he had like a... He kind of had that G.I. Joe Lord Cobra face mask, and then but his eyes were like goggle eyes for some reason. Looked like googly eyes.
I don't remember that character. I remember Baraka.
The Wolverine knockoff. With
the
teeth.
How the fuck is he like Wolverine?
I don't know. He had the claws.
He had blades in his arms?
I don't know. Shit, yeah.
Like Wolverine. I remember Baraka.
There was Kung Lao with the hat.
Yeah. I like the first one a lot. The sequels may have had cool interface, but I didn't like the style of it. It was like too colorful and too...
Really? I love the colorful style. I love the way the stages were.
What the fuck is wrong?
I thought the MK3 with all the trash swirling around and on the streets and all that. And it's really cool in the new
one.
That's
the thing. Like, it's like...
I dug that shit.
I don't know.
I really
did. It was like they were trying to get the best of both worlds. Like, they tried to integrate Street Fighter with it. And it was like, nah, just stick with the...
That was the point, actually, of the whole thing with Mortal Kombat, was to develop a basically, instead of Street Fighter, which was the best one around, they won... Oh, that's why it was so bloody. They had to differentiate themselves somehow.
Yeah.
And they digitized all the people.
Right.
So, you know...
I get it. I didn't like it.
But, yeah, the new game is really great. It really is.
And you're talking about the DC versus Mortal Kombat.
Of course. How dare you?
Yeah.
I'll go back to talking about Stryker if you bring that up again. How dare you? So
you're only hurting the audience.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I admit my faults. You know, I admit it because I've got nothing to hide in that respect.
Okay, so let's move on.
Yes, I know, because it's killing my dating life.
This is painful.
Oh, yes.
This is actually, you liking Stryker is incriminating. Like,
against?
This could be used against you.
I don't give a fuck.
In a court of law.
Of course. It's gonna kill my political
career.
Like,
one day, if you're ever put on trial for something, and they need a character witness, and it's this big thing, and somebody plays this recording that you like Stryker from Mortal Kombat, it will go against you. The judge will say, I'm throwing... This is ridiculous.
Most likely...
Kill this man right now.
The jury is going to say, what is Mortal Kombat, and who is Stryker? You know?
What are you talking about? People that go there, they know all this shit.
Maybe.
You've been...
Well, you know, with kids today, with their Justin Bieber and their iPhones, they don't know shit. So they're not going to know.
Who missed Mortal Kombat? Who didn't jump on the Mortal Kombat train?
Kids that weren't born at the time?
Fuck those kids.
Exactly.
You listen to me, kids. You shut up. Go play some Mortal Kombat.
Like,
I didn't
real...
even think about that. If there's anyone listening that's under the age of 18 who doesn't know what Mortal Kombat is, fuck you and go play some Mortal Kombat.
I gotta think anyone who's a gamer knows what Mortal Kombat is. That's the thing. They've looked it up. The videos are out there.
So
the evidence is well documented.
Speaking of old people,
okay,
because we're kind of old people now. We're transitioning into getting older.
Yeah,
but not really old at all. But you know
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Because you know.
Do you know? You know, it's like Dana Gould said, 30 isn't old, but it's the start of not young.
Yeah, I mean,
and speaking of old people,
right?
I want to tell you about a unique phenomenon.
Gray pubes.
An interesting phenomenon. Gray pubes. Here's the thing. Do your genitals age faster than the rest of your body?
Call us that. Or, in fact, leave us messages on the Ed Hocken Show Facebook page.
Yeah. No. Listen. So, I went to the Old People Theater, which...
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
To clarify for the audience, there is a movie theater that shows documentaries and indie movies.
It's the indie theater, yeah.
Yeah, down the street here on Ventura... and whatever the fuck, Louise.
Yeah.
Past White Oak, whatever.
Right.
You live in the valley. It's, you probably know where it is.
Oh, yeah.
You don't give a fuck.
I've even walked to that,
it's
actually.
It's this indie theater, and the thing is, it's not indie like New Bev indie. It's just like
a lot they of play old art. People. It's an art house.
Old people. Yes, yeah, it's semi-art house. A lot of old people.
Yeah, you get the idea.
Maybe some Jewish community types.
Right. Jesus. What are you, Mel Gibson all of a sudden?
No, what are you talking about?
I'm kidding.
I just said maybe older Jewish folks like to go there. That's not a racist thing.
Okay, then.
I'm saying there's an older, generally an older crowd.
Right.
And a Jew crowd, but that's not neither here nor
move
there.
Move on from the religion, please. Okay.
No, listen. So I'm saying no. It's all generally old people.
Right.
And I thought, awesome, there's older people. I went to go see
Deconstructing Raymond.
Exporting Raymond.
Okay.
The documentary about the guy who tried to do Everybody Loves Raymond in Russia.
Okay.
It's very good, but that's not what this is about. That's not the point, so stop asking me about it. The point is, I went to the Old People Theater, Marissa and I went, and it was pretty mellow. And we're like, hey, this is going to be pretty cool, because out here, when movies open up, you have to deal with big crowds of retards.
Right.
Adult retards, young retards, contemporary retards, all types.
Yep.
People who use their cell phones to navigate through the theaters with their flashlights. Just tons of stupid people. And I was like, okay, great. And they're talking through the whole movie. I told you about my experience of sitting through a movie and a guy was talking to some kids behind me.
Yeah.
Telling the kids, hey, look, that character looks like Grandpa. Yelling this out while the movie's playing, okay? Guy next to me yelling during, this was Superman Returns, this was a million years ago. Guy yelling about his kids. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I know.
Guy yelling to his kid about what's going on screen.
Right.
This one recently where a guy's yelling about what's going on screen to the kids.
So anyway, dealing with old people.
So listen, I'm just saying, lots of retarded people. We go deal with the old people. I'm like, hey, you know what? Maybe everybody will shut the fuck up during the movie. This will be nice. I should be able to sit and listen to what's going on. Did you notice that even the old people in the valley are retards?
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that?
I knew this for a long time.
I did not know
that. Old people are as bad as teenagers in the theater.
This is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out old people are just as obnoxious as young people.
Yep.
And maybe even more so.
And it's because they think because they're old, they got the right to be.
They got the sense of entitlement. That's what's wrong with everyone.
That's why you need to beat the shit out of them.
That's right. And that's why I ended up physically assaulting some old people this weekend.
Okay, then.
And that's why I have this ankle bracelet on.
You got that bail hearing next week?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So, here's the thing. We're sitting there, and everybody's talking pretty loud, and it's a lot of older people. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty loud, but nothing started yet. It's just those stupid little commercials before the movie starts.
Right.
They're real low, and everything's pretty well lit and everything. You're like, okay, well, nothing's going on. I'm not going to get mad because I can't read the ad for the local real estate agent on the screen.
Yeah.
Who cares? But the thing is, the trailers start, and it says before the trailers, shut the fuck up. Like, that's the abridged version. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the...
That'd be funny as hell. Tyler Durden must have broken in if he actually said that.
Hey,
please keep
turn
quiet.
Turn off your cell phones and shut up because the thing is starting.
Right.
So then all these trailers start up, and it's like, look, here's the thing. I'm not fascinated with these trailers, but I'd rather listen to this than a bunch of old people yakking on
right.
and on about nothing. So I'm like, all right, let's check this out. Now, nobody read that thing. And now they're all starting to talk louder than the trailers because they want to talk more than they want to watch the trailers.
Right.
Now, I don't go to the art house cinema very much or the documentary, heavy cinema.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen these trailers yet, so I thought, it'll be interesting to see what's going on outside of the mainstream Hollywood. I can't really appreciate it too much because everybody's talking very loudly. And just suddenly realized old people are not any nicer than younger people.
Yep.
And then a kid was setting his feet on the chair next to me. Some old people brought a kid. This is the worst, by the way. You got both ends of the spectrum here. Obnoxious young kid with obnoxious old people.
They're talking because the kid's going to want to see a documentary
Absolutely. What 9-year-old wouldn't want to see a documentary about Everybody Loves Raymond?
Oh, man.
He's putting his feet up on the chair next to me. He's rattling my seats, right? I don't want to get into it with like a 12-year-old where there's kids, so I give him a stern look.
Yep.
And he sort of stops for a little while.
And he gets back to it.
And I can't even remember what happened after that. But anyway.
You were just in the drunk tank afterwards.
Old people suck. I kind of tuned out a little bit because I was freaking out to try to watch the movie. But I have this idea. and I think maybe this will get people's attention before the movie.
Okay.
Also, it's a figure of relative respectability. Before the movie starts, first off, everybody listening, shut the fuck up during a movie. Jesus Christ, what happened? When did this, like, was this optional? Never. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Secondly, I don't care if you want to talk. Can you not talk for 2 hours? That's not that big of a deal, right?
Right.
Right? Secondly, when movies start, we should have Samuel L. Jackson come on screen and start yelling, shut the fuck up! Shut up! There's no reason for you to be talking. Shut up.
Would they have a clean version for the G-rated movies?
No. Even for you go see How to Train Your Dragon? Shut the fuck up. You kid right there that's talking. I know you're talking right now. That recording applies to no matter what's going on. You who's talking. Shut the fuck up. Everybody, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up now. I just want that before every movie.
Mm.
Again, when I'm president, this will happen.
Well, I do believe
that's
you have
my campaign.
The shut the fuck up.
My platform. It's gonna be shut the fuck up and let's kill some Nazis.
Yeah. Well, you got a better chances than Trump, I assure you.
Yeah. And jeez. Fuck Trump, by the way.
Yeah, right.
I like Celebrity Apprentice, but I still hate Trump.
Never watched an episode of Celebrity Apprentice.
It's amazing.
I will say, I thought it was.
You have Busey making up acronyms for everything.
Oh, how did that go?
I remember this one. I would love to make some up, but I really like this one. He says, team. He's talking about everybody uniting as a team. Team. You know what that stands for? Because everything's an acronym with Gary Busey.
Right.
Together, everyone accomplishes more.
Wow.
Remember that, people?
Shit.
Remember that.
That's actually coherent.
Yes.
I'm surprised. Although I got to give it to our president, the fact that his address, when he was doing that press conference on Bin Laden, he broke into Celebrity Apprentice. That's what everyone talks about.
Plus he's black. We got to give him up.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, is that racist?
I don't know. We're going to have to run it by our...
I'm serious.
I'm
glad he fucking was somehow involved in the death of Osama bin Laden because I fucking voted for Obama.
Yeah?
Because here's the thing. Like,
no sane man voted for McCain.
For McCain only because it was just horrifying.
Not with Palin on the ticket.
Yeah.
Christ.
It was horrifying. Like, instantly anything involved with Sarah Palin, I have to go the opposite direction.
Yeah, I know.
Plus...
he would even feel that way.
I was just like, you know, how much worse can this fucking get? Then McCain and Sarah Palin and Bush might as well go for the Democratic vote, and I don't regret it now that Bin Laden's gone. I think Obama's throwing us all a bone with that one. He's like, well, if I can at least fucking kill a major terrorist before I get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of funny. It's like, you know, it's that weekend. Friday releases the birth certificate to shut those people up.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, I know it was.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You know Trump was pandering to all those people.
Oh, absolutely.
This is fucking stupid.
Oh, absolutely.
Anybody with half a brain is going, what the fuck is going on?
Well, now that you notice how all the oxygen got sucked out of the room all of a sudden, you haven't heard shit from him all week?
Even Rush Limbaugh's like, well, maybe Obama's not such a bad, sort of, kind of, maybe a decent guy.
washing himself with a rag on a stick.
Crying. I'm sure Republicans all over the place were just weeping openly when Osama was killed.
It was
Bush
a great
had eight
move.
Years. Let's just say seven to be fair.
Yeah, right.
I'll even say six. Let's round it down. 6 years. Nothing, Bush. What happened?
No, he went and got Saddam instead. He got the
Whoops.
Other guy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Amazing. Nice work.
And the funny thing is, when they were announced that press conference, I thought, oh, shit, they didn't just drop the bomb, did they? Because, like, oh, man.
Do you mean literally drop the bomb?
Huh?
Do you mean literally drop the bomb?
Yeah, I thought someone dropped the bomb, and I was like, oh, God.
Where would the bomb be dropped?
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Bomb went somewhere.
Yeah, and he's going to address the nation.
You just used the figurative blanket statement of dropping the bomb? Like, what is that? What do you mean?
Well, drop the nuclear weapon.
Wait. What is this, Reagan era? What are you freaking out about?
Like, I don't know. I always assume that could be the case.
What kind of Cold War paranoia are you still harboring?
I'm always afraid of communism.
Like, they dropped the bomb. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Khrushchev's at it again.
Who dropped the bomb?
I don't know. Terrorists. We did.
2011.
China. Who knows?
Dude.
I don't know. Suddenly went Red Dawn on us.
Get your act together. Drop the bomb.
I
don't
know.
Who's going to drop the bomb? Skynet. That's going to be our next
one. Oh,
bomb.
That's right.
The fucking robots.
Skynet went sentient.
I'm not. You think I'm kidding? The singularity will absorb us all.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Be afraid of that.
We blew up Cyberdyne 9 times already. There's nothing left.
But there is no fate.
Oh, for God's...
But then there is, maybe, because the third one fucked it all up.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
It's Destiny.
Ugh. God boy. Damn it, it never ends. And then you have the Sarah Connor Chronicles and all that stuff.
Yes.
Oh, my God, which I never watched.
Good Lord.
But did you watch Fringe, I guess, and did you follow that? Oh, wait, shit, I think you already mentioned that, didn't you?
I don't like Fringe.
I never bothered to get into it. I like the alternative world that they created where sheep don't exist and Manhattan is missing an inn and the towers are there, but there are no sheep. So we got no wool. What do we do? There's no goddamn wool. This is important, damn
it. I don't know how to deal with any of these revelations.
Oh, no. It's tough, goddamn it. It really is. Oh, and there's a North and South Texas, apparently. This is the kind of stuff I find
on
Wikipedia.
Sounds like you watched a lot more Fringe than I did.
I read the synopsis on Wikipedia.
You didn't even bother watching it? You just read through it?
Yeah, right. I got no time for this shit. So, I got Predators to watch.
What the fuck?
I got Predators on DVD. Oh, my God.
You're losing it right now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Falling apart.
I think one last thing is that they're going to try... They're still going with live-action Akira. You know who's now attached to this thing? Which will certify the fact this will go nowhere.
Have you ever seen Akira?
Yeah, I've seen Akira.
Have you?
Yeah. Keanu Reeves is now attached to this.
Of course. God. He's in every remake.
Fucking anime.
Every raping of everything you could possibly want to see. What? The Day the Earth Stood Still? Maybe that'll be cool.
No, it won't.
Keanu Reeves? Oh, fuck. No way.
Constantine?
Fuck that shit. John Constantine. Remember that book? That was awesome. Garth Ennis got a star on there. Fucking Jamie Delano wrote on there, and Alan Moore created it. That's going to be an awesome movie. Oh, wait. It's a pile of shit. And Keanu Reeves is starring in it. What else? Any other...
Cowboy Bebop.
Horse shit. I don't know how Dracula survived Keanu Reeves, although, according to Rob Hughes, it didn't. And I mean that with all love to Rob.
And Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure fucked it up. No, I'm kidding.
Well, he's part three. He's still got another movie to go.
What do you think? Do you think they should do part three? That actually could be good.
Who remembers Bill and Ted? Like, what? Who under 20 remembers Bill and Ted?
Nerds and assorted jack-offs and ne'er-do-wells.
What? There's a guy like you, a young version of you out there somewhere who might want to see another Bill and Ted movie.
The 1993 version of me. In some alternative universe, because there's Crisis on Infinite Hawkins, there is the 10-year younger version of us doing a podcast.
Didn't you also mention Crisis on Infinite Jakes?
I did online.
Jake Scherzer?
Yes. Crisis on where there's infinite alternative Jakes, and my theory of the female Jake was...
Was Bijou Phillips?
It was Busy Phillips with the die-offs. With the die-offs.
I don't know where Bijou came from. Busy Phillips from Freaks and Geeks.
Because in terms of personality, I thought this is the female chick.
That's horrifying and arousing all the time.
Oh, my God.
No.
It was going to be like Sliders with different alternative Jakes. There was going to be... Older Jake, younger Jake, female Jake, Asian Jake. Yeah.
I saw the race car version of you.
I know. Apparently, I'm Cuban American.
But the guy looks nothing like you when he takes the glasses off.
I know. It's kind of weird. With the sunglasses on, looks exactly like me. With them off, not me. So it's weird how that works out. But that there's the alternative. It's like that Futurama episode where they jump in a box and they're in an alternative world and. You know, Bender is now gold, and Fry has different hair.
Which, if you remember, is a huge violation of internal logic in Futurama because there was only supposed to be one parallel universe. Remember that, when they went to the edge of the universe?
Oh, yeah. And they saw the other on their way. They're all Texans.
Are there a bunch of universes? No, just the one.
And it's like they're just...
No,
they all...
I guess that's enough.
Well, do you think they're going to follow their own continuity?
I'm just fucking around.
I just like how the edge of the universe, they all had cowboy hats on.
That was the only difference.
And they're just waving.
But then we found out about another universe. So that means there's another Hawken out there.
Oh, yeah. And could you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then
the funny thing is, that Hawken runs Brain Dead Radio, and it's Rob
that
Hughes
Hawken
who's
has
calling
the
it.
Runs? I'm sorry. I'm not following. I'm not tracking what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that Hawken runs Brain Dead Radio.
He lives in Minnesota.
And then it's Rob Hughes in Los Angeles calling into the show demanding when he's going to get his own show.
Does that mean Rob and I have a podcast together called The Rob Hawken Show?
No, you would be...
I'd be CJ?
You'd be CJ, but you'd be yourself, just not like CJ. So you'd just be
reversed roles, switching over?
Yeah.
And then our show would be like... I don't know, Rob. I didn't watch that thing. I don't know. That's like, my CJ impression.
Yeah, I, you know, I, you know, I, you know, you know, I'm talking about my penis all the time. It's and hackers, you know, is really amazing, you know.
And then you'd be like, no, no, bro, no, dude.
Now take that shit right back, man. That's not right.
It'd be like hackers, man. Hackers are like, hackers. I don't know. I didn't see it.
Watch, we're going to freaky...
Sorry, now Rob and CJ are going to hate us because we're horrible impressions. What? Okay, hold on. Pause.
For cutting.
Cut that out. And...
We removed.
Never happened. Okay.
Sure it didn't. But, well, the funny thing is CJ could actually do a great impression. That's the problem.
What?
He can. He does great voices. You know, he does a very good...
Oh, that's right. He impersonates you.
Yeah, I know.
They both impersonate you, but Rob makes you sound like the... Like, what's his name?
Agent Smith.
Will and Grace.
Oh,
the guy, he does the
what?
Hi guys, it's Hawk. I don't know. He does this high-pitched, crazy version of your voice.
Oh, you're talking about Jack? Fucking, what is his name?
I don't know.
I never watched Will and Grace. What could I tell you? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I watched all of Will and Grace.
Jesus Christ!
All the time, I have it on DVD.
Oh my God!
I do not. That is a lie.
I know an acquaintance of mine. He has all of that. He's the complete set of Ally McBeal.
Gay.
Well, yes, he is gay, actually. So that, does that answer your fucking question?
Shocking.
I liked him better when a single female lawyer.
Yeah, right.
Working.
Single female lawyer. Having lots of sex.
Solving cases, you know.
Yeah.
And cough and fall over, I'm dead.
Yes.
So, jeez.
Fucking A.
Oh my God! But yes, we're gonna go, you know, get some Sliders technology and to figure out the crisis
parallel
on Infinite Hawkins.
Universe. There's a parallel universe where we're cool and successful.
Yes, I still want to encounter the 17-year-old versions of us.
Oh God, we ended up kicking our own asses.
We were born in the 1990s, so like everything is just like, I don't even know what the frame of reference would be.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I looked up this amazing thing, Pulp Fiction. I never saw it. It wasn't around, you know, I wasn't born when it came out, but
oh
my God. You know, it's really amazing what I could find on this iPhone. Although, I will say one final thing. It did amaze, one thing I did realize when, you know, as we are getting older is that, you know, at least we could go to stores and hang out. These kids today don't, you know, bookstores gone, video stores gone. There ain't shit at Best Buy.
I never hung out in stores. I just went to stores and then got kicked out because we got rowdy and we're
you were,
fucking around.
By that definition, you were hanging out at the store.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying.
I was like, well, here's the thing. Normally, I guess you'd have to hang out for that to happen, to escalate, but it was just immediate. You walk right in.
You were racially profiled.
Knock something over, start yelling about crap. Friend of mine started dancing on some...
You were just doing Fight Club at the local Barnes & Noble.
Beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, I know. It kind of reminds me of that great Jackass skit where they were at a sporting goods store and they immediately start playing basketball on the basketball set.
Yeah, or boxing in the middle of the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
Yeah. But I think after we cut that for effect...
Yeah. Let's just cut out the last half hour.
Yeah, exactly. Just destroy the whole episode.
Just butcher the whole thing. Yeah, we're going to burn your computer.
And that's when I touched her sweet can. And I went after her sweet can. So you went after her can. Is that right? And
yeah.
It's just the frozen... Well, this is an audio medium, so you can't really do that.
Oh, God, you didn't think that one through.
Oh, I never
For
think...
For clarity, you're referencing The Simpsons.
Yes, I don't think anything through. How do you think I came up with Crisis on Infinite Jakes?
You just dive
Didn't
right
you
in.
See that, how that went down in
you
a ball of fire?
Dive right in, offend everyone, and try to claw your way out.
Hey, that's exactly that was our foreign policy for the past for the past 8 years before the new man came into the White House. So
the new man.
Oh, what did I just see what I just did there? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, for the Ed Hawkins Show, I'm Ed Hawkins.
And this is Randall.
Keep it classy.